And then we're actually going to get to regular tzedakah. And then we're going to see how Maisik Safin and regular tzedakah connect. That's going to be the interesting nakuda. Okay, so so this is the topic of today's shiur. Is, we know Maisik Safin means you earn money and then you give Maisik from that, or you, somebody could give you matana. Somebody gives you a gift, gives you $1,000 gift, a check. So you take Maisik. What if somebody gives you an item? Somebody got you a car. Somebody got you not liquid, watch, like you say. So are you mechuyev to Maisik from matanos that you got, that are not liquid cash, but rather an item? But we say the whole thing is only by kesef, but by
you're not distinguishing between earning and gift.
In other words, I'm not making chiluk between it. Right, that I'm not. In other words, I'm assuming it's a pashut that a gift versus whether I earned it because I worked or somebody gives me a gift, that's the same if it's cash. But if the gift they give me is a piano or something like that, so maybe you don't have to take Maisik. We'll see. It's a machlokas. Some say you do have to take Maisik. My friend Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library said before. I said this over, I think earlier this year. He says if you hold, you have to give Maisik. That could be a noob shot in the pasuk Sone Matonos Yichya, because then I'm getting something, but then I have, which I didn't necessarily want to get, and then you're making me pay Maisik for something that I didn't want, the piano. You're throwing a piano at me, and now I have to pay Maisik on the piano I didn't want to even get in the first place. So that's what he thought, Rabbi Shapiro, that maybe that's a new shot in Sone Matonos Yichya.
I work and I'm paid in private. It should make no difference that I'm paying the money.
Right.
So why should it make a difference in the gift, whether it's money or...
So maybe it is. Maybe the same question. Maybe those that hold that if you get products instead of cash, then maybe there's no chiyuv either. So let's see. Let's learn this again. So the Sefer Hasidim, I Xerox for the new printing of the Sefer Hasidim. You got the Sharblot here. So he writes like this. Kuvnem Dalit, second page 2. Havil es kol hamaser al beis haotzar. M'chanuni gam mizos. Godel ha-person maishin sh'omrak al b'chrochu m'chanuni. You could test me, right? We call advarim achem she'osu l'nas osu. Normally, you're not allowed to test God, right? And here, she'nem al osu nasu osu shem lokechem. Osu ha-maaser u-maaser oni loseis lani maaser mikol osher yarvich odom. But he says that but this is different. You can test Hashem. And with Maisa on the losses Lanim, Maisa Mikola Shayavia Chodom, anything you gain, you could, anything, Hain Beribis, say, you got Ribis, say, from a Goy. Hain Lahaskir Asatzmo, you had a job, and you earned money. Hain Mikolvar Masher Ba Liyad Odom Bereva. And then he says, "Imotza gneva, or hevilo gneva, sarach laaser lahafresh, kasher nichta b'pasuk." So what does that mean? So says the Yalkut Mefarshim on the side, "Tehu b'tfus rishon, thank the domain, masher shavilo masher nigna b'medu." In other words, somebody stole something from me, and then it was restored. So obviously, I don't have to give Meiser an act. My thing, right? So he thinks the pshat is achash and is yayish mimeno. In other words, I already had yayish, so now I lost my ownership, and now you're giving me back. In case shuv ein shalo, ukshemot o harehu karevach. So if that's because what's the pshat in matzah? Geneva, Reveal or Geneva. So it means that you found a Geneva that was, it was all talk about Yeish cases. That's what he's suggesting. And then, in other words, you found something in the street, and there was Yeish. You found a watch, like you're saying, you found a watch. And there was Yeish, say, in the situation where you could assume there's Yeish. So that's it. Then you got it, so you gained something. So the Sefer Hasidim is saying that you need to take Meiser in that. So that's what there's some point out, that you see from here, that he holds there's no difference between money and an object. That there's still, anything you benefit from, is still a chiyuv to take Meiser. Well, if you want to keep the, if you want to keep the watch, so then find out, appraise it, and then take Meiser and give that Meiser to, you know. Well, imotza gneiva or vilo gneiva, tzarech lasi lahafrish kasher nichta v'pasa. Kedai lo hayu Yisrael ben umas olam malvin beribus loyel lehem hamakvi masoseim ki vasov lo Yisrael ben yad ki ima maise, as we saw in Tosis. No, it says that you matza geneva or hayu lo geneva. So what in the end do you get? You got a pashas, you got an object.
Why can't it be money? Well, stolen money, return money.
That's a good name. Yeah. I mean, you think it could be. Yeah, but he's not saying only.
Okay,
let's see. So let's see. Let's look in the Shari Tshuva now. Let's look in the Shari Tshuva on page 6. For Maisus al Tarpe Yodecha Miliklum Karoi. Anything you gain from Hain Lumbold Hain Lichto Hain Lassus Malacha. If any of these things that you got paid for and you got money from, so then you have to be Meiser. Af im matza metzia, or not alone, you found the metzia on the son of the matana. O ko inyan she yavo hein kesef hein zahav. Niko min hako yafish Meiser. What do you say there?
I said it would have been more if you wouldn't have wrote kesef
zahav. Yeah. Why?
The only shabbos of it is that it's worth money. You don't do anything with it. It's not a kesef, it's not a coat. The only purpose of it is because it's worth money, I can turn it into money. There's a gold system against it, you turn it into money. That is, it's just a good way of me holding on to money is that I get something that's really expensive and I hold on to it, and then when I want money, I sell it and I get the money back. But it's not an object, it's not a free cash. It's a clear, it's a way of condensing my liquid assets into a smaller thing that I can hold. Meaning what?
I don't know. I think if he just would have said most.
Yeah.
I think he's being.
Well, you said the kiddush is even if it's not like you say currency, but if it's the thing that is backing up your currency, that's also.
Do you see the structure of the word?
But if you find a watch, you don't think he's saying that? If you wanted to say most, you would have said most.
But if you wanted to say object, you would have said.
No, I think matzo mitzia, and he doesn't say matzo mos b'shuk. Let's see. Now there's a tshuva from Bezalel of Ranchburg. To the Shu'ot v'Chidush of Rabbeinu Bezalel of Ranchburg on page 8, 9, 10, 11. So what was the case? Svarim Shabolo Birusha. There's a Yarshan Svarim. What's the story if you had a Yerusha and you got somebody's Svarim, somebody's library? Yerusha you have to give Maaser. Say, for sure, money. Yeah. Well, if you're saying that's going to be part of our discussion. In other words, Yerusha you have to give. The only question is, if you don't have to give an Achepetz, then you don't have to give an Yerusha of Achepetz either. So, that Sheil also Sheil's Chacham, Bin Hasfarim, Shenachmulo, Yerusha, Be'ovim, Harabani, Amukla, Moreno, Harab, Faish, Zal. Sherozo also can be Yerusha, Ech Yasa. So what should he do? Varavago, Avram Lipschitz, Horesha Yoshum Hasfarim Bechtei Shovyom. You have an appraisal of how much they're worth. The Yafish Mehem HaMaiser. Valeim Yichtov Maiser. So what you could do is you could just Maiser from the Sfarim. Say you have $1,000 worth of Sfarim, so you'll take a Maiser's worth. And you write into the Maaser's worth, these farm are now Maaser's farm. And therefore, you'll have to lend them out and anyone wants. Kalev yichtav Maaser, kidei lashilam l'chol shoel. So that's what Rav Avram Lipschitz said you should do. So Rav Hanal, I guess from Avram Lipschitz, he's an Anav, so he wanted to know what's. He wants to know what's. What's my opinion? Koriani al Hachara for Horazokam Kimoso. He doesn't need my haskama. But if you're asking me my opinion, then I'm going to tell you what you think. You don't have to ask it. He doesn't have to ask my opinion. He's... In the form, Rehita, I am welcome to Baal Din Lachlok, Loma Domzer, Likno Svarim, the moment my sir, Chidish Shechitru Lona Achron, Magron, Baal Menachem Azariah. Rama Mipanu. Tapisha, Shach, Tass. Beinu Chabal Lachidusha. We should in Yadu Mesekes Likno Svarim, the moment Shalom, if you don't have money to buy Svarim, Hitiru Bedochach Liknos Vimos Maisel Ashilo. So they said, if you really can't afford Svarim, you can get from Maisel. Avad Efshel Olkaim Shneim Bevadai Mutav Sheikaim Shneim. But if you don't have to do it this way, it's better not to do it this way, to use my svarim. Barbi den yesh lo merakim kona svarim ba'ad mo'os ma'iser, v'kompanim also ma'iser v'yadayim shekona svarim lumbod behem l'ashim om l'achayim. V'zol v'zol also b'yodom. L'ayser ha'svarim, ha'ch svarim yirak tovus anol l'aniyim, umar v'etzme she'inu rotsa l'ashim l'achayim zulus ha'ma'iser, v'lo ha'shvar svarim v'sar adin ha'mitzu l'ashim kola svarim. It's a funny type of thing. In other words, there's usually, maybe you can go out and buy svarim with the meiser money. Here you're making a meiser of the svarim, and it's funny because Kiilu you're saying, well, these I'm going to lend out, and these I'm not going to lend out. It's a funny musak.
What is that a meiser for himself?
Yeah. Kemosha dosha eida hon va'osha b'meiser v'zikosav me'atvazah kosav svarim mashim lachem. It's like, really, you should lend out all your svarim. So now you're giving meiser to say, oh, only these. It's like a negative thing. Normally, you buy it your own money. Now you're going to buy svarim, and now these svarim you're going to lend out. Okay, I can hear. But now to say, my svarim, this person says, I just yarshin svarim. So now I'm going to take meiser. So this way, only these svarim I have to, it's counterintuitive, he's saying. So he doesn't like this thing with Rabbi Avraham Lifshitz. He can't hack myself like Riusu. Rav Shei Shlomo Shar Svarma Kopan of Rush Bishus Biyadim Rosa Lashim Alo Avahani Shedaflu Maisim Ruchrachu Lashilim. Maybe the other ones you have a choice. This one you have to. But Odi Ika Chilab Svarm Shalom Im Hux Gutsar Hashol Lashalim. Achisaron, v'chein imensu chayev et hashlumim, v'sheikin tzorim shal maise, yizku potter, v'chashiv shal. In other words, it could be enough kamin also if the guy borrows your svarim and then it gets ruined, does he have to pay back? Because if it's your svarim, then he has to pay you back. But if it's maise's svarim, so then if it's like hektish, so hektish got ruined, it's not my responsibility. Shit. So that's one thing. You could give a svara that it makes sense. There is a nafkamina on page 9 with the arrow on the left side. He says he doesn't think svarim are in the realm. In other words, if a person yarshin svarim, he doesn't have to give meiser. He doesn't have to meiser the svarim. The ain't a rasha the more problem. Because they're not really yours, because you can't really sell svarim. In Lumo Toro Lisa Isha. My son, Mamma Gufa, was that Sabah, and we were told, Hailing Rator of Lomid Rabbanan. Right? The Bach says there's no key whatsoever. The Taz says it's only the Rabbanan. Tomash is from the Elushum Hanosh, the Zuma Salim, but there are actually most of the Hektish. Because Svarm is not something you could sell, really, and it's not, it's only, like, it's like Hektish. It's only for the Lisa Torah. It's not exactly hektish. That's what he's saying. I'm just telling you what he's saying. Then you can say what you want to say. Right. Yeah. What? Right. So that's what we normally say when you say for Torah. Right. So he's saying this chiddush. That I don't know if it's working with the Rush, that this man has said, that's But that's what, he's saying an interesting Kiddush. So he thinks that Svarim are... But you see over here, from this whole discussion, and maybe Rabbi Tuffin will agree to this, but maybe, but now this is not a Rishon anymore, so you can concede on the Rabbi Tzal or Ranchberg, who's also very kosher, that he holds a Chayfa. I think maybe Rabbi Parfenis brings us a Raya, or others, that a Chayfa is still a Chiyah Meiser. Because if I would, right, because the only reason is, Svar maybe is different, because he treats it like a Sefer Torah. But it's mashma that if you get a watch, or you get a coat, you get a suit, somebody, you know, or whatever, then you would have to. Somebody buys you a suit, somebody buys you a watch, gives you a matana, then maybe you'd have to give. Because here he's talking about a chavetz. The only reason is that svar maybe is different. What we're talking about now is the chiyav meiser only if you earn money. Or get him a ton of money, or even if you get an object, you still have to give my. Yeah.
I mean,
you got
to be that in 1820.
Who? Or Rabbi Ranchberg. Yeah.
So, meaning, not if you bought what in 1820, you go out and buy and just go, you know? But I think some have like a different status as mine as it. This was one like, you know, like, of course I would go borrow a safe. There would be no other way of obtaining one.
Right.
This one is it. If everybody wants their own. I'm not going to borrow your rich book. I'm going to go out and buy my own book. And we used to live in a world that I could live.
Yeah, so what are you saying there for?
So I'm saying this one is it. All culture game. Meaning, of course you're going to have to think, unless you're all smart and you inherit this one is it. Because this is not stuff that, if I get a set of cows from my father, no one's going to come up and think, can I borrow your shot? Like,
right. Because everybody has their own, so
meaning
it's more of
an option.
Yeah. So
you
want to
say that maybe
Svarim
are different. Maybe
it
wasn't 1820.
Right, but he said Svarim are different.
But
2018,
like,
yeah, so he thinks Svarim are different, it's like a Sefer Torah. So it's not really like what was mentioned here. But it's mashma that if it would be another object, then for sure they would.
Or I'm saying, but I mean, a Sefer Torah today is still like a Sefer Torah in 1820. Maybe you're a little bit more prevalent now. But I can understand why in 1820 the sparring will like more like a Sefer Torah, but not today. These vendors who go to them, they've got their own many shots. You know?
And therefore,
a Sefer should not be treated like, well, maybe.
Okay, but, yeah, okay, that you can be a falco. But the point is, he doesn't say that it's not. Cash. That's not his taina. We could have said very simple, it's not cash, and then you only have to give maaser in cash. So it's poshut that his hanacha is that you give anything that you got, freebie, there's a chiyav maaser for.
If one of the
makoros
and
the
eight
maaser
from is maaser shaming, that wasn't cash.
That wasn't cash, right.
We haven't seen like a Meister from a Rishon. So if the garden, whatever we get maaser from, it sounds from produce. They had money.
Yeah.
They bought it with money.
Right, but like today you're talking about the kind of where you make improvements.
Like today, instead of making improvements, you make money for your employer.
Right, meaning you say
maybe it should just be like from whatever your income is.
Right.
It's like income,
how
do I get paid?
Meaning
my job.
No,
my
time
is
not
original.
No,
my
time
is.
But we saw the other statement conceded that said that basically. we live in a monetary society, so that's our
So maybe it's not a part of cash for stuff, but maybe it's a part of like how I get my income. My income is
no, but that's something.
Well, that's what the Sefer Chassidim said, that today we don't live in an agricultural society. That's why the Sefer Chassidim, they were medayik the holds that Meiser Safim is a real good daraisa, because Bisman, the Torah, people got to be farmers. Today we're not farmers, so today we.
So if you're being a college between my income versus a Messiah or versus a ton of gives me, and that's.
My regular income.
And that's what I'm
saying. And even a Yerusha. Not a,
right, maybe Yerusha. You know, you put down on which, but maybe being in different categories rather than what the actual substance is.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you say it's like income, so that it sounds like Yerusha or Matanah, maybe not.
Right. But income, if I get paid on apples, then I have to take all the apples.
Right. I haven't seen anyone, it doesn't mean that he can't say such a thing, to McCallum between income. Versus.
Farm study
or that one. Yeah, say it's a Yerusha.
Yeah.
Recently, we had a shayla. Someone called me up with a shayla that said they yarsha the house, and but there were other siblings, so they finally sold it, and everyone got their chalik. So they wanted to know whether they have to give meiser from the chalik that. So I asked Rabbi Bari. Rabbi Bari thought that, yeah, I should give meiser. Because they sold the house that was the parents' house that they all yashined. So Cole's mom, that there was just a house, so it was a house. But now they sold the house and they got the money and each one got a chalik of.
Let's say in terms of the temple, when people in there is a struggle, the son is the yashin of the field.
Right.
It has to stay within the family. It has to stay within the male generation.
Right. Well, because there they can have produce from the field.
But what about the field itself? That's what we're talking about. Real estate.
Right.
Oh,
the field, right. They have the field. They can't pay the liquid of the right. So it was Kolzman. In other words, if they decide to sell the field, that's going to be a different set of
shayla. That's a good right. Is that a good right?
Yeah, what?
That you don't. I mean,
of course you can, because then you'll go broke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good right?
Yeah, I think it's a very good right.
So maybe by your appreciation?
Right. Because now you have money. Now you have liquid. So you have liquid. I think so. I think that's. The whole shiloh only came up once they. Yeah. So they didn't have to pay. You have to have the house and then pay the money when you don't have the liquid. You go broke, like you said.
Yeah, but that's this guy's issue here. And the thing, the Yarshan Spark, right?
Right.
So
the other fellow is saying, you don't have to do anything. Yarshan Svarim, keep your Svarim. You, one day you want to sell the Svarim, then you'll get. Then you'll get the money from the Svarim that the person Yarshan.
So it's not a din in giving Meiser from Yerusha, it's din in giving Meiser from. Well, so if I have something, and I have a Messiah.
Right, but if the person Yarshan cash, so then that he got it in cash. So then he's going to. Okay, let's go on a little bit. No, because what he said, Rabbi Walter said, you go broke.
But in modern tax terms, capital gain is income.
Right.
You've got to pay back, you've got to pay Masar.
Okay. There's a sefer called Yad HaLevi. I'll go review to Dov HaLevi Bamberger. So Aldas Hachoson Shekiba Meoviv Karkos Lanodin Shalom. So the father gave him karka for the Nadunya. Now let's just talk about Litim Lovim Sach Yudbeiz Meos Zehuvim. Achsha karkos him shovim harbe yoser misachanal. In other words, he gave it, but it wasn't a freebie. In other words, he gave a huge amount of real estate for a small amount that he had to pay him. So the question is, does the chassid have to give the father, give maisa, because the father gave him a real estate that's worth $100,000, and he has to just pay him $5,000. So there's 95, a big net gain here. So from that net gain, but there's no liquid here. It's all real estate. And he has that deposit tzarich litein maisa. Mashal Fabul Harav Maharad Zatal the Chuva Kos Savyodo Eli Ainarak Lina Karkos Shekhis Lo Ishta Vem Shubod Lo Isha. But he says he thinks it's Pashut. He says when you give for your wife was Machmis into the marriage, the Nidunya of Karka. So, Hey Mishubadim Leisha, with most Mehem, maybe right. Hey Mishubadim Leisha, should we be not yet last year or something? So he's assuming that you have to give, even from Karka. But he says, "Al das hashel acheres hashel from acheres." Upon Yafa raises she'ain tzarich litein as a meisim miad el yichtevenu on pekosum matovi mitvashenu bekesef or efshach b'shav bekesef. You don't have to give it right away, but he said, but he's still saying that even though you got karka, you still have to give meisim the karka that you got. Because whatever he has to give a certain amount, but then there was a net gain that he got.
Right.
So even though he's not getting liquid, he's getting karka.
He's going to have to pay $10,000.
Yeah.
It was $100,000.
He $5,000.
Yeah, no, that'll deduct. Yeah. No, that'll deduct. He'll deduct the $5,000. He'll deduct of the money that he paid, but the net gain, he has a net gain of $95,000 for that. But again, the point that they point out is that even though he didn't get liquid, then he has another question. This comes up a lot. Do you have to give Maisa from Kasana gifts? Where you get...
Toasters.
What do you say?
Toasters.
Go to Bed Bath and Beyond. Im achasin tzarich lahafrish meisim min adarono shenosolo hamidik pochol lo lahafrish v'chein asisi meisim efshu lahatim shederich hanoshim po lahafzik v'darono slatzma ele malchein lahem. Maybe the woman, she uses all the presents. Take the Baal Chelik with him. Kamadas Nosha Tomer Lalva. She Mira Disur Mechad Merenosna. This is the story that Rabbi Bari told me once, that since when they cast the gift, so you get, and then you're expected to give when they make the, you know. So it's, so he thought that was the, he told me that was the reason not to have to give the cast of the gifts, because you'll reciprocate. Whoever gives you, you'll probably give them in the future simcha. Well, that's what he say. That's the second thing he say. He's saying, "She mira nesu and lechem and hanostim the tzarcha mekavu gam hu l'shalom lo doron." Yeah, the wife takes all the presents. I don't know what type of presents are. What?
Women are father
of Well, she's using it, so and you, it's where you're here, so. Right. Okay, now, Orchis Rabbeinu is a very fascinating sefer. This fellow, Rav Avram Horowitz, I think he's Rav Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law, if I'm not mistaken. So Rav Avram Horowitz apparently was very close with the Stipler. So basically, he wrote these like five, and then one came out after these are five, six volumes of everything that he observed the Stipler doing in halacha. All areas of halacha. Tefillin, tzitzis, ma'aseh ksafim, nida, you name it. And he wrote it down. It's very interesting. So he has a piece here about whether you give ma'aser only from ksafim. In other words, the shayla that we've been talking about. So he says, page 17, Omer li mori v'rabi. Shlita the Zatal. So the stifler is mori v'rabi. B'shem Maran HaChazanish. Adam and Makamu Matana Chafotzim became Dira. So you get a Dira, right? I guarantee as well. Everyone gets Diras for their wedding. Lo Tzarech Lasit Mizem Maiseh. Rav Moshe Kibo. Tzarech Lahafrish Maiseh. But if you get a Dira, you don't have to take Maiseh from the Dira. Only the money. Hosting the Mor Barabi, she is mostly Mokhasan Kesef, Sheikhna Chetetz, and who only Chechasan Shechal Kesef, Mehor Machem, and Mokhinias Dira. So let's say they give you money to buy the Dira. Yachshav Shalom Liskos, Mekesef Rakikna, as a Chetetz, or as a Dira. Amor Hanosin. But you should have in mind that you're never going to be soaking the money, and you'll buy the chayfets, and then the chayfets you don't have to give. And then he says in the next paragraph, he's really Mori Rami, it's Haros Moran Chazanish, so my six stuff in Sarah Lot is Rachmi Mos, Lomli Chafot, Shekiva.
So if I'm saving
up
to buy a house, the money that I put in that savings account, I don't have to take my
stuff out? One second. So Yishmael, you should try to know if the money is stuck. No, but you have an earnings.
Parents give you a present
for the
money
specifically for the
house. The house is the same thing as giving the house.
Right, exactly.
Right, but that's what I'm asking.
No, if you put away from your earnings,
right,
for in the fund of my house, you still have to be ma'aser from that, because that's your earnings. It's the case was where you got a matana of cash towards a house,
and we already have the shame house.
Yeah, in other words, they know that you want to buy a house, so they say, okay, I'm going to give you a note for a down payment or something like that. Hey, Marvin wants to say that. Well, we did ma'aser mekstuf and rova poskim sof and shayfiyum. Answers that we did stuff. Okay, no, see, rakim kesef. He says that anyway, some ma'aser mekstuf maybe is not a real chiyuv. So meila rakim kesef. The other meila mechuyim limkor based on betafel and tzarek stuff. Right, because we know, in other words, you're not mechuyim to sell your property if it's stucco. So Mamela, so if you're getting, and if you hold my six suffim, it's really didn't stucco, so then, so that's what it is. Also, only when you have, when you get cash. And even when you're getting cash, but it's for a certain purpose, then you can view that also as a chayfetz and not as the. Yeah, he writes here also on page 18. You can take a look. Peches, Os Peches. Avrit Echad Shlito Kibel Kesef Me Chotano Vikros Dira. But his father-in-law Lot is giving him money for a dira. He asked him to kimchir a dira. And he gave him the amount exactly what he needed for the dira. Maran, so Chazanish Paskin, he has to take Meisim. Shalot Maran, the Yeshua Kesem can be a dira. But now he's not going to be able to give the Meisim, now he's going to buy the dira. Amarlo Maran, she yubet a Kesem a Chazer, she tzarech l'kniyas a dira. Vosim lo Maran, bracha, she kadosh bracha, yuzan lo, she yifra a sakol, ki mi Meisim, lo nim anim. But I am Rosh Hashanah Chayim Galah. He says she apotted my suggestion. So you know, in other words, over here, there are some that say what Rabbi Alter is saying. It could be that the Chazanish clearly didn't agree with that. He held that even if you're giving money for buying something, you have to take Maaser. And it could be the Stipler only said a kutz, not to be zocher. But they really also. But then you have Rabbi Alter's svara as a separate svara. That's called a hefetz. And that would be different than these two. But he's saying that the Chazanish clearly did hold that way, and even the Stipler, he thinks really holds like the Chazanish, but he has a way around it that you don't know,
zok. I thought you just had Chazanish held the other way.
So the Chazanish said, no, you have to give Meisr that money, and then you have to borrow the rest. But the Stipler has a way, a kutz out of it, that you have Kavana not to be Zocher the money, and but then you can say what Rabbi Alter said, and we'll see. Others have said this also, I think. That if it's given to you but to buy something specific, that's like they gave you the chayfets. Not that kind of, right. I think it'll be in a future packet. But and in terms of the chasana, also from Chaim Kanievsky on page 18 at the bottom, normally Adon Chaim Kanievsky, the Shalos Maran Chazanish, if Chaim was his Maisim in Matanos Shekim al Chasana. So we saw the Adelaide had this svara, that's what Rav Abadi told me. Not, but he says that he makes the chiluk that from Chafotzim you don't have to, but for money that was given, even though they gave it to him, Miknos Dover Mesuyim. Right, the registry things, something like that. Registry. Again, the Dover Mesuyim, still you have to give because they gave most. Okay. But I'm more known to think like Rabbi Alter, that if you give for something specific, let's give you a chayfetz, and then you use Rabbi Bari's Torah, like Rabbi Chasana, then whenever it's going to be expected reciprocity, and also is Potter. And then there's an article that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote in the Kol Torah. We'll talk more about that, but on page 21 he writes, Eich Masrim, this was asked of Shlomo Zalman, Eich Masrim Chefetz Kmo Yahalom. You got a diamond, right? Oh, Sefer, Shanid Lo Maskoros over Matana. He says, "Ain't a certain level of bechayv alum kors a chayv is going to retain it's a meiser." As Mishalim Rakhashem Machlifim Bekesev Amochon. A Vangeshul Kesev, the Sarach Lithi Meiser Bekesev Shinishlo Miyad. So he's saying that if somebody gives you a diamond, the Kolzman that you're not selling it, so you have the diamond. You don't have to sell it, so you'll get money. But Kolzman is a chayfet, so you don't have to, like Rabbi Walter said, you don't have to, you know, you want to keep the diamond. So then you have to pay for it. But you don't want to pay for it. That's why you didn't buy it. Somebody else got it. It's a gift. So it calls them out that you're not selling it. You keep it. And you don't have to give money. So that's, I think, the most mistaken. And then if eventually you want to sell it, if you need money, then you give money.
This is like a 401k that you have. A 401k sitting there never touched.
Well, but that's cash.
Yeah, it's cash, but it's sitting there. I never sold
it.
My company put it there.
Went straight
into your paycheck.
Well, how'd you get it?
It never. It was
a
special fund
invested,
and it's sitting there.
But how'd you get it?
My company.
Your company. Yeah. So that would be.
So the meaning that's difficult. You only give from. You give, and then your company gives.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the company
usually automatically gets invested.
It automatically gets invested.
Usually,
until you withdraw
from it, you
don't
have to
invest.
And then you can't
touch
it.
Yeah, because you're not. It's like the investment is like the chayfetz. They take it away from you.
It's
not liquid. You say okay. And then Rav Harfin is on page 22. Also discusses that same question about the chasana gift. Star drasha. There she is. The chasana lafish meisim kol sharm hamal shechasana mechabel. But then he quotes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, this idea where Rav Abadi said that you're going to have to be reciprocity, so then before you don't have to. But then he says that maybe not, because maybe who's the reciprocity? In other words, you're getting it from the parents, so the parents are going to do the reciprocity, not necessarily the chasana kala. So he's not so convinced with the reciprocity svara, because it's the wrong person who's doing the reciprocity. It's the parents' friends who are giving you the gift. And then the parents, when they make a simcha, they'll give them for their kid. But reciprocity. So maybe you have to make a cheshbon of who, that anyone who you think that you'll have to do reciprocity for in the future, that then that's not a free gift, and then you can forget about the meiser. So maybe in a chanami, you have to the chiluk between who you got the gifts from. If there's going to be reciprocity versus not, you can't say not all gifts are without strings attached. And then he says, "Ain't no more time lift or sheish first. I'm most of shanotzim lehem kadesh shelam mal asate latzmo." You can't don't say the svara that any gift that you get for a chasana gift is really to get your household started, and therefore it's like a chayfetz. The might say that nosnim over lom bidi v'nasul al manasha yuchal asas mulem atov beinam, because I don't know, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to use it for. So he doesn't think you should use that svara over here. Okay, but his tithe is a good tithe, the reciprocity. But Ravadi always told me the reciprocity svara. Maybe you could be mechalik within the gifts that you get. But this is an interesting discussion of. I think the pashup shot is only when you have the liquid that you mechuyev. And then until you get the liquid, you're not mechuyev to. Except for the same chassidim, unless Rabbi Kachman is right. In the Pshat, the same Hasidim, but if you think not, then the same Hasidim is telling you that you have to give mice. But it could be even he holds only, maybe the same Hasidim himself only meant when you ultimately liquidate it, but not right away. Or else, like Rav Moshe Shapiro said, that would be ridiculous. to say, I'm getting something, and now I have to pay for it, even though something I didn't necessarily... I remember many years ago, it was open schoolhouse for myself in the Yeshiva Flappish, and that was the night of the shul raffle. And when my parents came home, they got the phone call that they won the raffle. And then someone from the shul called them in to tell them, you know, but the minig is to donate, this to the shul. But I think we took a trip to Eretz Yisrael that summer as a result of that. Okay.